Do you want to go ahead and start?
Well, I guess we're ready. Am I ready?
6:59.
Okay, recorder's on. Okay, call to order the special board meeting of the Highland Rural Fire District. Just a reminder that the meeting is being recorded, and so I'll bear that in mind. Are there any public comments on matters not included on the agenda? All right, seeing as how there's none, we'll move right to the regular agenda. The item that's on the agenda tonight for this special board meeting, as all of everybody probably in this room is aware, there's a tragic accident a little while ago that resulted in the loss of Jim Anderson's spouse and son, and he's our 911 director, and so that left the county with a hole. And our chief, Jason Rubisky, has been tapped to fill that position as on a temporary duty assignment. With that being said, I'd like to introduce Jim Gore. He's the county administrator for Gallatin County. I don't know if you know everybody here, Justin Miller, Nick Schrager, and then we have two members who were not able to make it. So with that, open it up to Jim.
Stand up here.
Yeah, I
No, first of all, thank you guys for meeting on a Friday night. I know nobody really had anything better to do tonight, so I think you encapsulated it well. We really appreciate the opportunity to tap into the chief's talents and help us mind the store a little bit until Jim's able to come back. I don't know what the status of that is, to speculate, which I probably should not do publicly, but people think he's going to come back when his daughter starts school. She's been accepted and enrolled at MSU. We think Jim's coming back then, but we'd really appreciate the opportunity to borrow, as it were, Chief Rubisky to help us through this time. So I can answer any questions if you have any. Or
so the question I have then is this, will our chief be doing everything, filling that job, then I kind of understood maybe in here it said that there's going to be, you're doing both jobs, or is our assistant chief going to assume the role of chief and have all of the decision making while you're doing the city or the county? And the reason I ask this question is, what happens if S hits the fan, we got wildfires, we got county stuff, we got stuff going on. He's working in 9/11, doesn't have a chance to answer some questions. Does Brian have clear latitude to make any decisions necessary for the health and safety of the county, of our district? So I don't know how this shared workload.
Yeah, I can address that. Is that, you know, by definition, as the assistant fire chief in my absence, Brian has the authority of the fire chief. So if I was on vacation, or it doesn't matter what it is. So by definition, he has that. Jim and I discussed at great length, you know, if we were to have an event like a structure fire or some other significant event, the county has no issue with me going to that.
No,
I'm not married to the 911 center and being there from 9 to 5 and never leaving that office. And they have absolutely given me the latitude that, for, you know, if we have something big happening in our district.
And I would point your direction to paragraph 1C here, where the chief at his discretion can respond to any emergencies in Highland Fire District. We know that was important to you, and important to us. This is an all hands on deck. We appreciate the teamwork, and certainly don't want to leave Highland Fire District short in any way.
No, I appreciate that very much. I just wanted to make sure that there's a clear, we talk about the incident command system, that there is a clear line of things that we're an emergency operation, so that if he happens to be busy in your shop, and Brian,
yeah,
will Brian then have an assistant that can answer if he happens to be busy?
Well, we have a chief, we have a command officer on a 24/7. Whether it's Brian or me or any of our captains. So there's always a command officer on duty. Yeah, so there won't be any lapse in operational function.
And maybe before we go a little bit further, just so we kind of maintain protocol, there, I'd like to ask if there's any public comment on this issue. We'll take public comment at this time before we get too deep into board discussion on it.
Point of order, I would think that we would want to ask for public comment when we get ready to vote on the thing itself, so that we better make sure that we have that.
So is there any public comment? Okay. Seeing as how there's none, I guess we'll go ahead and go a little bit deeper into board discussion here. Is there any other questions for Jim? If you'll look at the agreement, I guess one thing really that I need to point out, it is definitely of an interim nature. It's 30 days with the possibility of continuation. We also made it clear that there's no, that during that time period where Jason's taking care of 911 responsibilities, he will not be paid double. So that's clearly laid out in the agreement. And the county, on a prorated basis, depending upon when Jim comes back, will compensate for Jason's time with 911. Let's see, is there anything else that we needed to point out? Those are the big things.
I have another question, but I don't want
to trip that.
So on the duration, it says 130 days, and then it shall be extended or may be extended beyond the term by mutual agreement of, I'm assuming, the county, Jim Doerr, and our board. But it just says it shall be extended. So does that mean we're going to have another meeting to extend, or that we would extend it at a regular meeting? Or I guess my thinking is, and I realize the tragedy, and realize we don't know what the time is for Mr. Anderson's needs are, and we want to be cognizant of that, but is it not important that we have a fixed time that says this ceases?
60 days is the, but I guess you do raise a good point in terms of any continuations. Are we going to ask for board action for continuations, or are we going to provide discretion to the board chair, or that is part
to the chief or to the county?
So I would, if you don't mind, Steve, when we met, we talked about 30 days and then another 30 days at your board's discretion. That I think this change was made by Highlight Fire Board's attorney. I'm not sure why that change made. This agreement's between the county commission, and it's really not up to me. The county commissioners will vote to approve this and would vote to approve any extension. We assume that's the same way it would happen here, that the board would vote on any extension.
If I could, Mr. Chair, Steve White for the commission. As Jim Doerr has stated, there was talk of 30 and 60. This agreement, as it's written, plainly would say 30 days, and then it would require another consideration by your board and by the county commission for a mutual agreement as to extending it. Our expectation is right now it may very well be 30 days, but wait and see. But certainly 60 would be way out there. Mm-hmm. But this agreement is for the 30 days, and that's the term.
I guess, Jason, you have any input, given that this was modified to?
No, it reads exactly as Steve says, that the agreement is for 30 days, and it would take action from both our board and the county commission to extend it. So this is a 30-day contract. It just has a provision for extension if our board of trustees and the county commission
felt that necessary. And the extension would likely be a pretty short little, probably a paragraph that says,
right,
pursuant to the agreement of this date, this board and our board agreed to a 30-day or 15-day extension, whatever, it doesn't say 30 days, but, or 45 days or whatever. At that point in time, we'll have a better understanding. It's pretty early to really kind of know. 30 days seems to be, reasonable right now, so.
I guess if everybody's comfortable with, I mean, is there any reason that we wouldn't reconsider that? Item number two.
No, I
okay, so I have clarification that it would be 30 days. It would require board action under the.
So, another question. Is Jim an interim person? Is there an ongoing search for a full, or he is full, Jim Anderson is a full-time 9/11?
He is.
Okay, so there's no, somebody told me I thought it was interim, and I was thinking.
He started out as interim, but it's long-term interim, if there's such a thing.
I see.
But now it's, and it was at the discretion of the sheriff, because he's a captain and, you know, he's needed by the sheriff's department, but it's, but he's doing an outstanding job and he's willing to do it as long as necessary.
And I just wondered if there was some kind of a...
There's no search going on right now.
Yeah, I just didn't know if something happened and it suddenly morphed into a longer term and we needed an intern, long-term person, and Jason obviously will have 2 months or a month qualification to step into that. And I guess keep asking these questions because I certainly don't want to lose Jason for a long time.
Well, I can speak for the county in saying they don't want me any longer than they have to have me.
Mr. Chair,
I was going to put that a little bit more tactfully, Chief.
Okay.
But this is a short-term, very short-term fix for us. And again, we appreciate the consideration. The midterm fix, the county commission approved an operations manager for this year. That was going to be on January 1. We've asked them to move that up to October 1. That will be the de facto number two in command at 911. If for whatever reason Captain Anderson can't come back, that person would assume control over 911.
And I might add, if I could, Mr. Chair, just a little bit of additional information on 911. It is a... there is a monthly board meeting. There are 9 members on the what we call the A board, and it includes law enforcement outside of Bozeman, inside Bozeman, we're now adding MSU. And it's not just a single individual person that is running 911. There's a lot of exchange of information from the board members. And so right now there's no active search for a 911 director. But we have very, very good people working in 911, and I think Jason would agree that it really is. There's some real need for a director to be there, to give direction. But nobody's going to interfere with the dispatchers. Nobody's going to interfere with the guys that fix the technical stuff. But there needs to be some direction from an executive position, and that's. Jason is probably the best suited person I could even imagine, because you were head of the A board for a while, and so he understands clearly the intricacies of that organization. So that's why it's a good fit. And also I would add to what Jim has said that I really appreciate even the consideration of it. It's been a tragedy for the last week, and it continues on for Jim Anderson, but. The people working for 911 have pulled together, and without a captain right now, they're charging forward 24/7.
Okay. Anybody willing to make a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we accept this agreement as written.
Second. Any discussion? Further discussion? All those in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Okay, item number two, announcements. Anything that we need to discuss? Got the upcoming meeting, monthly meeting.
You'll have my resignation on Monday morning. I'm with 911 now.
Well, county has more money than we have, so I'm not sure where those pockets
are. That's not what we hear.
Oh, yeah.
We have more debt than you have, we know that.
And so just so the board understands, exactly like Steve said, you know, the day-to-day operations of the dispatchers, taking the calls and making the 911 function work is pretty self-steered. What I'm doing mostly is, in the simplest sense, project management. There are a lot of projects going on at 911 right now that Jim was at the helm of. And so I, along with Patrick Londergren from Emergency Management, we are kind of teaming up to keep those projects rolling forward, whether it's hiring or whether it's, you know, what's going on at Bridger Ridge or High Flats, or trying to come up with this concept of a needs assessment for our county. And we're just keeping all those things moving. And so that's mainly what we're doing right now, is kind of project management, a little bit of oversight here and there, but and there's a lot of balls in the air, and we don't want it to lose momentum, and the county doesn't want it to lose momentum.
So. And MSU.
Yeah, and the MSU merger. Yeah, there's a lot of things going on, and because Jim was busy and he was getting things done, and so with all deference to him and in the county and the system, that we're just there to keep it moving.
I've had communication with half a dozen or more people, and they all are highly in favor of our district being helpful.
Yeah.
I'm very happy that you're willing to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. It's a team effort. I mean, there's a hole in there. Get somebody capable of filling that gap.
So,
and I think Jason doesn't know what 24 hours in a day is, so I know he's going to be available to Brian or anybody else that needs the help around here too. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, I started working on, really on Tuesday, just trying to figure out everything that was going on at 911. And, you know, I check in with Lana every day, and we talk, and I talk to Brian and Chris. And so it's not as though it's an absolute leave of absence. And I was at training Wednesday night, and I mean, I'm still in the mix, but I'm just focusing a lot of my time and effort on 911 right now.
So does this mean that the next visit to Appleton for the new truck, which is a big thing, that the treasurer's going to go in your place?
Yes.
Check that out. Is that it?
Yeah. You know, and I think that's a great idea, because once he sees all the red and shiny things in there.
Oh.
You think that's
all? Yeah, it's it's like Temptation Island at that apparatus factor.
Now we are getting a little delusional. Anything else?
We're still on then for the meeting next, the 14th?
Correct. Regular monthly meeting. Yeah. And just so everybody knows too, I may have a difficult time. We're trying to have everything, all of our ducks in a row with regard to the final budget and so on, but I'd be probably helping the in-laws harvest. So I'll be communicating with Jason and
cool.
Via the internet and stuff, so we'll get it all put together. Right.
Thank you guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
How you doing?
Good, how are you doing?